time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. The Arsenal captain, Cesc Fabregas, hasn't travelled to Portugal ahead of today's pre-season friendly against Benfica, prompting more speculation about his future. The 24-year-old Spaniard has long been linked with a return to Barcelona and hasn't featured for the Gunners in any of their pre-season matches so far. He's been struggling to recover from a hamstring problem, which also prevented him from travelling on the tour of Asia last month. The Arsenal boss, Arsene Wenger, is adamant, though, that he wants Fabregas to stay.
Well, I do not want to speak anymore about the transfer of Fabregas, because I've done that for 3 years now in every press conference, so I don't think there's any more need to add something. You know, always I love Fabregas and I want him to stay. That's basically it.
To athletics, and one of the standout events of the second day of the Diamond League athletics meeting at Crystal Palace in London today is the women's 100 metres. It'll feature Jamaica's Olympic and world champion Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and the fastest woman in the world this year, Carmelita Jetta of the United States. Fraser-Pryce says the depth of talent in the field will provide the ideal test ahead of the defence of her world title.
I'm just looking forward to a wonderful race. It's my last race before the world championship, so it's just to go out and execute. And what is it I want to do in the World Championship? And the great thing about it is that two rounds, the heats and the finals. So I get to prepare myself mentally and physically for what I want to do. So it's not really about focusing on Carmelita or anybody else who is in the race. The focus is on me and getting things right before the time, you know, before they go.
At the World Championship golf event in Ohio, there's a four-way tie for the lead after the second round. With more, here's the BBC's Andrew Cotter.
It's certainly a crowded leaderboard at the halfway stage, with four men tied at the top in Americans Ricky Fowler, Ryan Moore and Keegan Bradley, alongside Australian Adam Scott, all on 8 under par, with another Australian Jason Day, Sweden's Robert Karlsson and the Scot Martin Laird just one behind. 35 players are within 6 shots of the lead. Rory McIlroy certainly believes he still has a chance if his putter warms up, 4 off the pace after a second success of 68, with world number 1 Luke Donald a shot further back. Lee Westwood could overtake Donald at the top of the game, but he let slip 4 shots on the back 9 to lie 2 under. Tiger Woods will need miracles if he's to come from 7 behind at a place where he has won 7 times before.
Adding cricket, the England batsman Jonathan Trott has been ruled out of the third test against India at Edgbaston with a shoulder problem. He suffered the injury while fielding during the second test at Trent Bridge. Ravi Bukhara has been called into the squad as replacement. Well, England are 2-0 up in this series, and victory at Edgbaston will not only wrap up the series, but also move them to the top of the world rankings. Sports World Today will be live from Crystal Palace for the second day of a Diamond League athletics meeting. Join Richard Connolly from